Day 39, Good, Better or Best. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 to 4. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favour and a good name in the sight of God and man. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. As we strive to win, we must remember that it is not only the fact that we finish that is important, but also how we finish. To truly finish as a champion, we must complete our race with integrity and character intact. There are many champions in the world whose public success is outstanding, but whose private life is a shambles. We are not called only to make significant impact publicly, but also to leave a legacy of peace in our homes. The best medal we can ever win is the respect and honour of our children. When my husband Gordon was leaving his recent job, the church presented him with a book of thanks. But the page that touched me most was the inscription written by our son. Here he honoured his dad for his character and leadership, both in our home and in public. These medals are worth more than gold. In our eagerness to achieve, we can often steamroller over other people's dreams and not recognise their gifting in our quest to find our own. This competitiveness that can easily enter our race damages so many precious people. Ask God for the medal of favour to touch your life. Win the hearts of those you work with and help them run their race, even at the expense of your own. I'm so grateful to Gordon for the many times he has sacrificed, taken care of the children when they were young, and looked after the home to release me to run my race. These books could have never been written unless I was married to someone who respected my race too. So look around you and consider those people you should help inspire and accelerate in life. But more than living a life of integrity, we must be inspired by the right motivation. Most of us have to battle the need for the approval of man at some time in our lives. Maybe you are still waiting for your dad to finally acknowledge you have made significant achievements. Or you want your pastor to value your gifting and contribution to the church. Perhaps you struggle with the constant thoughts of what certain friends would feel if they discovered your passion. Whatever the approval you are seeking, it will be a massive distraction in your race if you do not deal with it. So you need to fix your eyes on the right picture, the face of Jesus at the finishing line, and run for him. I used to be intimidated by the scowl of a disapproving member in the congregation when I was preaching. Often it would distract me and I would try to win his approval as I spoke. But I have learnt to rather watch the face of Jesus and let him reward me. After all, I will never have everyone as my friend, but I must have Jesus. Now let us consider another man of courage who ran his race of sacrifice with this motivation of pleasing Jesus. Samuel Zwemer. He lived from 1867 till 1952 and is famous for his missionary work amongst Muslims, and his life challenges us to endure sacrifice. In July 1904, he lost both his daughters in the Middle East when they died within 8 days of each other due to the hardship and extreme heat. Nevertheless, when Zwemer reflected on this season 50 years later, he was able to write, "The sheer joy of it all comes back. Gladly would I do it all over again." For many of us, this sentiment is offensive, but Zwemer could see the harvest from this costly sacrifice. As a result of his direct pioneering work, 4 mission stations were established, and though only small in number, the converts showed unusual courage in professing their faith. St. Christopher's Cathedral in Bahrain, birthed by this sacrifice, still continues to this day. It is impossible to know how many people were touched by the large numbers of tracts and scripture that Zwemer distributed, However, through his work with the student volunteer movement, 14,000 young people have been inspired and now have gone out onto the mission field. It is not easy to understand death and sacrifice, especially of loved ones. Often these circumstances can bring disapproval from family and friends, and we need to hear God and obey. We know that Hannah was challenged to give Samuel to God, and so she took him, and he remained in the temple with the prophet Eli and never returned home. However, Abraham was instructed to sacrifice Isaac on Mount Moriah, and God provided a ram in the thicket, and Abraham was able to lift his son off the altar and bring him home. These are mysteries, but we must not get offended in times of sacrifice, but yield to God's will. Keep our character sweet and our motivation right, whatever the challenges we face. Let us pray. So, Father, help me to finish well, looking like a champion. Let honour and integrity surround my life. Help me to be someone who inspires others to find their calling too. Help me notice other gifted people and facilitate them with my resources and abilities. Father, I thank you for all the grace upon my life. Let me bring you joy. Amen.